We're all familiar with the famous American custom. Maybe it goes back even further. That we celebrate birthdays. So the question is, what is the Jewish view on this? Is it a Jewish thing to celebrate birthdays? Or is it Chukas Hagoyim? Or is it something we adapted from the Gentiles? So the Arugas HaBosam writes, it's not a day of celebration. Each birthday, you're 1 year closer to Yom HaMisa. You're 1 year closer to the day of death. It should be a day of pachad, of fear. You're getting 1 year closer to going to the heavenly court, the base in Shalmala. Someone told me about there was a card that said, at 40, life isn't over at 40, but you could see it from there. In other words, it's a very serious time. You're 1 year closer to Yom HaDin. The Minchas Eliezer in Divrei Torah, Chelokei, Oschess, it's not a Jewish custom to celebrate a birthday. In fact, the Gemara says, Noach HaAdam Shalom Nivra, if it's easier not to be created than created, then why observe it as a day, why is it good that we're even here? Why observe it as a day of celebration? So we have the Arugas HaBosem and the Minchas Elazar who say they're against celebrating birthdays. However, the Tzaddik, a Kohen, feels differently. There's a Gemara Megillah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, 13b, when the story about Purim, Haman went to Julat, and he wanted to kill Klai Yisrael in the month of Adar, because that was the month that Moshe died. However, he didn't realize that was the day Moshe was also born on. That was the month that he was also born on. And Rashi writes, so what? Kedai Haleda Shemachaper Esamisa. That basically, the birth of Moshe somehow atones for the death of Moshe. It makes it a good time. But that's what we have, like Yom HaYortzeit, we know Mazel Ra, you give tzedakah. Rashi writes, Yom HaLeidah, that's the day of death. It's a Mazel Ra. And we fast, we give tzedakah. But Rashi writes, Yom HaLeidah, that's the day of atonement. And Rav Tzadik writes in the Ritzitzei Laila, in Divrei Chalomos Oschess, Rav Tzadik has a Chelak, not that many, that where he says he went to sleep with questions, he had dreams at night, and he came up with answers. So what he writes in one of these places is, he says, birthday is a good mazel. There is some significance to a birthday, as you see from the Gemara Megillah. So, if you're going to go...
Housekeeping to Goldie's place.
If you're going to go for a lottery ticket, that's the day. Or... if you're going to go pick a stock, maybe that's the day. Or if you want to start learning, going to a shiur, daf yomi, maybe that's the day. But either way, the Rav Tzadik writes, it's a good thing. There is some significance to a birthday. And the Ben Yehoyada, based on the Gemara in Brachas, daf Chofches Aman Allah, for Blessed Ben Azariah, were famous with the story from Pesach, was 18 years old. He was appointed Nasi. So overnight, he grew gray. So they would have respect for him. So Gemara writes, on that day, by Hahu Yoma, he was 18. So Ben Yehuda writes, that's why this happened to him. It was on that day, because he had a mazel tov, it was Yom HaLeida. Because he writes, Kol Adam Yase Yom HaLeida Yom Tov Liatzmo. Every day, every person should make the day of his birth a yunter for himself. It's a day that miracles can happen. And therefore, you should act accordingly. The Ben Yehuda and the Ben Ishchai, at the end of Parashas Re'eh, he writes about some of the customs to make a celebration on a birthday. V'simin yafezeh, and it's an excellent custom. And the minhag in my house is to celebrate Yontif. It's a noeg Yontif on my birthday. However, he says, some of the custom to celebrate their birthday on the Yom HaBris, when you're 8 days old. Uminag Yafe Ma'od, and he says this is a beautiful custom. His custom was to have it on the same day. I guess it was hard to tell the kids the presents. You have to wait 8 days for the presents. But our custom is that we celebrate on that day. But he writes the Ben Ishchai. He used to say a special since for whatever reason he observed the Yontif on his birthday. But he used to say a special tefillah on the Yom HaMila, I guess it was the son. So there's an interesting Chasam Sofer in the Torah's motion, a Sefer on Vayera. So he writes that it says, Chazal, what does it mean, Bigamel is Yitzchak? That they did something with Yitzchak. So one explanation is, in Chazal, that he was weaned from nursing. You nurse a child 24 months. This suit that Avram made was on Yitzchak. Was on Yitzchak's second birthday, because it's 24 months. However, another pshat in Chazal, the Hey Gomel, Hey plus Gimel equal 8. 8th day, it was the Sudas Bris Mila. So we have a stira in Chazal. We have an apparent contradiction. From one Chazal, it says they were 2 years old. They're celebrating now. And the other opinion is he was 8 days old. So what is going on here? So the Chasam Sofer explains, Yitzchak was born on Pesach. And Torah was worried. What's going to eat now? 24 months are up. I have to take him off. I stop nursing. So what's he going to eat on Pesach? Matzah? They didn't have any other foods then. Or very little. Unless you want to bring a bride. Avram only ate kabrak and there was nothing to eat. But either way, she waited 24 hours. Then she said, well, wait 8 days until after Pesach is over. So the Chasam Sofer says, this is why they made a Suda Gedola. Two reasons.
Housekeeping to Goldie's, please. Housekeeping to Goldie's.
Two reasons. One is he finished weaning on that day. They finished weaning him. And secondly, every year on the 8th day was the Yom HaMila. They made a Suda for Yitzchak on the birthday of the Yom HaBris, on the anniversary of the Yom HaBris. So it comes out the same day. So that was a tremendous Suda. It was the 8th day and it was the birthday. And it was a finished weaning. So we see from here that not only is there a custom to observe the birthday, however, the custom is to observe it on the Yom HaBris, not on the actual birthday. Why do we celebrate every year on the Yom HaBris? What's so special about the Yom HaBris? Why not pick the pigeon on Ben? Why not pick some other time? Why is it the Yom HaBris? So the Mefarshim point out the Yom HaBris is actually the Gemar Haleda, what we call an Haleda Arichta, it's an extension of the birth, it's a completion of the birth. As Rabbi Akiva Eger writes in Tshuva Mem Gimel, he has an interesting tshuva, famous tshuva now, about the issue of when a child is being circumcised. So the Ramah brings down in Shulchan Aruch, the minhag is that the father makes the bracha, L'hachniso b'briso shel Avram Avinu. However, if the father's not there, so the Rama brings down the minigas to give it to the tzandik. However, the Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes from the Olas Ephraim, the drush sefer of the Kliyakar.
Pat Morton, please call 360. Pat 360.
A bris mila is more than an external completion of the body, but it affects the neshama as well. It's what they call the arlas halev is removed. That affects the child and helps him learn Torah. There's something, you know, besides the physical thing, there's something spiritual going on. At the bris mila, he becomes mukshar to learn Torah. And in fact, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Talmud Torah, and in fact, they send his Rambam to the grandpas in Lake, grandpa of the kids who go to Lakewood, that if daddy can't teach Torah, so the grandfather's chayav, and hence they send it. They send a tuition bill together with this Rambam. Because Mila is a machshir for the kid to learn Torah. So grandpa gets the bracha, lachniso ubriso la'avram avinu. It's the gemar ha'nesham, it's the gemar ha'leid. It removes the arlas ha'leiv. It affects the kedusha of the child. And that's why it says also, you pick a tzaddik based on the ruchnius level. Why? Because the bris mila, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, is the completing the kedusha of your child. So let it be done b'kedusha v'tahara. And that's why also we have a principle, is reason makdim ala mitzvahs. You should do a mitzvah as soon as quickly as possible. Why by mila are we very makbid on it? More so than other mitzvahs, because it's the gemar haleda. We want to do it as soon as possible. Mila is a leda richta, the gemar haleda. As Gedal Yeshua writes in Sefer Or Gedal Yahu, a Suda at a bris mila is like making a siyum. What do you mean? Siyam is you finish something. Here you finish. The child's neshama is completed. The birth is being completed. And we find, similarly by Yaakov, he had two names. We know by the Avos, his name used to be Avram, and now it's Avraham. And Yaakov used to be his name, now it's Israel. Yet we know, today we no longer call Avraham Avram, we only call it Avraham. Yet we still retain Yaakov and Israel. Because, so why is he no longer called Avram? Because the Bris Milah, his birth is complete, and then he was called Avraham now, so therefore he's a new person. Bris Milah is the Gemar, but Yaakov was always Jewish, so therefore it wasn't a problem. Or he's always had a big kedusha. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, he discusses the issue, when do you start doing Negel Vasser on your kid, you know, the Tilo Shadayim in the morning, to wash the hands? When you wake up in the morning, the halach is you have to wash your hands. So what age do you start training your kids? So he writes, you should be Zohar in the child right away. What do you mean right away? What's right away? So he writes Yom HaMilah. Because again, we see Yom HaMilah is the Gemar HaNeshama. Takes place on Yom HaMilah. In fact, the Beis Yosef in the Magid Meisharim, he also writes, the Beis Yosef taught him some secrets of the Torah. And one of them, and one is he came down and told him, you have to have more respect for your wife. If you knew how chashev she was in Shamayim, you'd stand up for her. The God was at the base of it, he actually wrote it down. But the Gemara in Brachas on Zayim Abayz is, how do we know that a name affects a person? So the Gemara said, if you call him Avraham, there's no guarantee that he has a netiyah to chesed. Yosef is Gibor Ba'arayis, Baal Tzedakah. So a boy is given a name at a bris. That's when the way that Richta is. What about a girl? So there's different opinions. One opinion is the first Aliyah, you wait for Shabbos. The B'nei Yishascha said you give it immediately. Ein Tziba Lahamtin Hamshachas HaKedusha. There's no reason to wait. Why are you holding up the Kedusha? Some say, and that's why you should give it right away. The reason why people say wait till Shabbos is since it's a day of Kedusha, and Milah is the Gemara Kedusha, so naming it as the Gemara Kedusha Saneshama. But according to anyone, as you see, it's the Gemara Kedusha Saneshama, the Machokas, when's the ideal time to give a girl a name. So Arugas Habosim writes, when you think of a name, it's not coincidental. There's a little of Tashkacha Pratus, a little bit of divine, a little bit of Ruach HaKodesh, that you get the proper name for his neshama. Adam gave names based on the neshama. The name fits the child. But Mikara, he writes, name has to do with the Shorash and neshama. So that's why the Ruach HaKodesh, who was a Chasirsha, was asked, what name should I give him? He says, you have to know it's really based on some Ruach HaKodesh, really you should do it. So the Chazon is right. In fact, if you name someone after two different people, you aren't really giving him any name. If you call someone Avram Yitzchak. So therefore, he was against giving names to two people. But maybe it won't be mixed. Maybe Avram's Midav Chesed won't mix with Yitzchak. So, they point out to Or Gadayu, why give a name at a bris? The child gets his koach and neshama at a bris milah. He gets certain kochos, and that's the gemar haneshama. In fact, with this we can understand something else. When we make the bracha, asher kiddush did beten, and there is a tefillah, and you give a child a name. So you know, usually we say bor pri agafen, and kaim is a yelad hazeh. So there's a whole discussion. When do you drink the wine? Is there a hefsek or not? So, whether you should drink the wine between the bracha and the name of the child. So, according to some, you know, the Torah quotes both minhagim. So why isn't the other opinion worried about hefsek? Because the giving it a name has shaychus to the bris milah. It's the gemara kedushas hayelad. The bris is the gemara kedushas hayelad. Hence, it's not considered a hefsek. And that's why we say, Kishem shenichnas labris kein yikane zechup latorah matzim tovim. Okay, that might be true, you say it, but it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. It's like saying, you know, you should say mazel tov at a wedding. So the Baal Iter explains, the people say, Kishem shenichnas, they are completing the father's bracha. Father's bracha on the bris on the yam, and the yam are really continuing it. Bris is the gemara and the shama, and then you continue with Torah chupa masim tovim. In fact, there's a concept of a shem hanishtaka. If a person is given a name at a bris mila, and they call him something else the rest of his life, the name he is called is his name. In fact, this is halachas and hilchas gittin. And a get, the shem hanishtaka wouldn't be written in. They were at, they say over a Meiser, Reuven Feinstein asked Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was at the sort of the end of his life, he was very sick. And they want, Reuven said, you know, the minhag Yisrael is to add another name on. Should we add another name to you? So Rav Moshe says, it won't help because people know me as Rav Moshe and that's it. So we see the Mila and names are given at the same time. And the name's important, and you have to be called by that name. And you shouldn't mix two names because there's a certain Ruach HaKodesh involved with the calling of the names. And that's that's the issue. We have just to summarize, how do we view birthdays in Judaism? So according to the and naming children, so birthdays, the Arugas HaBosem and the Minchas Eliezer are against it. They say it's one day closer to Yom HaMisa, or because it's better you weren't born, so therefore, or easy you weren't born, so why would I celebrate it? Rav Tzadok HaKohen and others say no, based on the Gemara Megill over there, Yudal and Rashi, that Yom HaLeda is a kapara. There is some significance. And Ben Yehuda writes also, there is some significance to a birthday. That's the Ma'aseh with Rav Eliezer ben Azariah. Nisim happened to you on those days. However, and that's how the Chasam Sofer explains an apparent contradiction. The Gemara says, and Chazal tell us that Migamel is Yitzchak, so they weaned him from nursing after 24 months. So that the birthday, I mean, it was the second birthday. And yet the second pshat says, he Gamel 8 days. So one pshat is it's 8 days old, another pshat is it's 2 years. So the Chasam Sofer explains, Yitzchak was born on Pesach, and therefore he was worried that was 24 months. So he waited 8 days to make sure you have some food to give the kid. That's why it was a Suda Gedola. It was a double simcha that you're celebrating. It's a 24-day period. 24 months are up. And also because it was the day of the Yom HaMisa, they were making a Suda. So why do we celebrate? So why do those have a minig that they celebrate their birthday on the Yom HaBris? So the commentators point out that basically it's a Leida Arichtas, the Gemar HaLeida. And that's why we find Rabbi Akiva Eger points out that if the father's not around, what else happens at a bris mila? A bris mila is more than an external completion of the body, but it's an effect in the shama as well. The olas halev, so it's a machshir for Talmud Torah. So therefore, that happens at the bris mila. And that's why the great Eva writes, the grandpa who has a chiyuv also in Talmud Torah gets alach niso b'briso if there is no one else around. And that's why we pick a tzaddik based on his ruchnius level, because this is the Gemara HaKedusha. And Zerisa Makdim Lamitzis, because why wait? We want to finish the birth as soon as possible. And that's why, and Rav Gedal Yishor explains, we have a suit of the bris mila, it's like making a siyam. You're completing something, you're completing yourself. And that's how he explains also, we don't longer call Avram Avraham anymore. We don't longer call Avraham Avram anymore because at his bris mila he got the name Avram, and that's his new name. And then the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he says you should start Negawasa right away for your kid. What's right away? Yom HaMila, because that's the Gemar HaNeshama. And as we see, that the minhag is to give a name at the bris, because that's the Gemara HaNeshama. What about, and the names you do affect the person. Avram, you have a Netiyah for Chesed, Yosef, Giba Baraya. So what about a woman? So different Ashita. Some say you do it the first possible time. Others say you wait till Shabbos. But the same Nakuda. People say don't wait because Ein Sibu Lahamtin Emshechas HaKadusha. You might as well, why stop the Kadusha from coming? You got to do it right away. Others say you wait till Shabbos because Shabbos is the day of Kadusha and that's the ideal time. Kind of like the issue if you do Kiddush Levana on Thursday night or if you wait until Shabbos. Reason Makdim and Mitzvah versus doing something more behider. So he says, so the Rogo says, when you think of a name, it's not coincidental. There's a little Ruach HaKodesh going on. And the Efa Kodesh, and that's when Adam gave names based on the Neshama. And the Chazan is right, that's why you shouldn't name people after two people, because maybe Avram Yitzchak, those two characteristics don't miss. And that's how the Orgiyo explains, we give a name at a bris, because the child gets his koach and neshama at a bris, and he gets certain kolachas, and therefore that's, we wait into the Gemara and neshama. That's how I explain the different minhagim, when after you make the Bo'er Pri HaGafen at the bris, whether you drink right away or you refer to name the child. I have six, so no, as we explain, giving a name has shaychus to the bris mila. It's the Gemara Kedushas HaYelad. Therefore, it's not a hefsek. And that's why we say, Kishem Shenichnas Lebris, we're continuing the bracha of the father. And just like now you were born today, you should continue a chuppah, a Torah, a masim tovim. And that's why, and it's very important, the name that you give it at the bris, that you use the name. Because it's halach of shem ha'nishtaka, if you give it a name at the bris and you never use it, so we don't consider that your name. And there's a pilchitzki, and you wouldn't even write that name in. And in fact, as we pointed out, Ramosha, when Reuven Feinstein wanted to change Ramosha's name at the end to be Mispalo Tzviya Facholel, like the minute gets to change your name, Ramosha said, it won't help because people know me as Ramosha. So that's the shot here. There was the birthdays, the mixed bag. Either some say it's closer to Yom HaMisa, it reminds you of Yom HaMisa Day of Acharon. We assume, or that's our minig, that like Rav Tzadok, the Ben Yehoyada, that there is some good significance to a birthday, and the reason why we name a child at a bris mila is because the bris mila is removing the arlas halev, it's the completion of the neshama of the child, and it's the leida richta, and that's the appropriate time, and that's why some of the custom, those who celebrate birthdays, they do it on the Yom HaMila, and not on the actual date of birth.